My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the first reading you have heard about the kingdom of God from the book of Daniel. The second reading also from the book of Revelation speaks about the kingship of Jesus and his connections to the priests whom God the Father sent to save the world. And again, in the Gospel reading too, we hear about the kingship of Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters, we are today in the last Sunday of the liturgical year. We conclude a Catholic liturgical year with the celebration of the solemnity of Christ the King. After the First World War, countries, the nations, were facing instability, chaos, unemployment, pessimism, and secularism. In all these developments, then Pope Pius XI, saw that people were denying Christ in favor of a lifestyle dominated by secularism, materialism, and false hope created by authoritarian dictators of the nations at that time. So, in this context, in the year 1925, Church celebrated a jubilee year in honor of the 1600th anniversary of the Council of Nicaea, which was held in the year 325 AD. As a jubilee year, in the year 1925, they celebrated 1600th anniversary. So, the Council Fathers in that Council uphold the full divinity of Jesus Christ as God the Son, one in being with God the Father. Throughout the anniversary year, in the year 1925, Pope Pius XI constantly emphasized the kingship of Christ. The kingship of Christ, as declared in the Creed, we profess always in the Creed, his kingdom will have no end. He stressed that exactly this theme throughout the world, throughout the year, in that year 1925 AD. And on December 11th of the Jubilee year, in order to acknowledge perpetually the supremacy of Jesus Christ over all people and nations, the Pope issued the encyclical Quas Primas. Through this encyclical, the Pope instituted the feast of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of the universe, to the liturgical calendar of the Church. The Pope states in the encyclical that this feast will be an effective weapon against the destructive forces of the time. The destructive forces of the time could be changed from time to time. Someone may be too much attached to the computerized world. Someone may be attached to this earthly world rather than attaching themselves to Christ the King. And in the year 1967, Pope Paul VI He too took several steps to enhance the importance of this feast. One of them was to change the date of celebration of this feast to the last Sunday of the liturgical year, emphasizing even more strongly the connection between the kingship of Christ and his second coming to judge the world. Also, Pope raised the feast to the highest rank of celebration of the church, that of a solemnity. As we celebrate this great feast, the feast of Christ the King, we need to understand the kingdom of God and kingship of Christ. The kingdom of God and the kingship of Christ. Most of us do not know about king or kingdom, as we are not familiar with a monarchy today. A king is never voted to power. He inherits it from birth. Thus, he cannot be voted out of power. The authority of king is absolute. His word is law. The king owns everything in his domain as his personal. Therefore, he is personally responsible for everything in this domain and in his kingdom. The status of the king is measured in a very specially by the prosperity of his kingdom. And in the gospel today, we find a trial of Jesus. This particular confrontation between Jesus and Pilate is recorded only in the Gospel of John. The trial of Jesus quickly changes into Pilate. Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Jesus challenges the personal faith of Pilate. However, Jesus calculates his response with the following words: "I came to the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Earlier, in the same gospel, Jesus has affirmed that he is the truth. Thus, he is the king of truth, and his kingdom belongs to the truth, and we are called to give witness to this truth. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, are we ready to witness to this kingdom of God? Kingdom of God is a kingdom of love, a kingdom of freedom, a kingdom of unity, a kingdom of compassion, a kingdom of forgiveness, a kingdom of acceptance, a kingdom of equality, a kingdom of fraternity, a kingdom of justice, a kingdom of peace, a kingdom of joy, a kingdom of abundance, a kingdom of bountifulness. By celebrating the feast of Christ the King, we commit ourselves to this King and to his greatness and to this kingdom of God. Now, may we reflect, how do I accept Christ as King in my life? What do I do to bring this kingdom of God here on earth in my day-to-day life. Dear brothers and sisters, any little act that you do to bring freedom, unity, compassion, forgiveness, equality, fraternity, justice, peace, and joy, you are committing yourself to this kingdom of God and to this great King Jesus Christ. May his kingdom come here on earth now and forever.